听力考试马上开始，请戴上耳机。录音开头有一段试听声音，约一分半钟。听力考试将在试音结束后正式开始。现在开始试音。
In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation,One or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2.With a single line through the center.
Example. You will hear, Is it possible for you to work late, Miss Gray?
Work late? I suppose so, if you really think it's necessary.
Where do you think this conversation most probably took place? You will read, A. At the office. B. In the waiting room.C. At the airport. D. In a restaurant. From the conversation, we know that the two were talking about some work they had to finish in the evening. This conversation is most likely to have taken place at the office. Therefore, A. At the office is the best answer. You should choose A on the answer sheet.And mark it with a single line through the center.
试音结束，听力考试现在开始。
College English Test, Band 4, Part 3, Listening Comprehension.
Section A, Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations.And 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D.And decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. Now, let's begin with the 8 short conversations.
Question 11. I just heard about a really beautiful park in the east end of town. There are a lot of roses in bloom.
Why don't we walk over there and see for ourselves?
What will the speakers probably do?
Question 12.My presentation is scheduled for 9:30 tomorrow morning at the lecture hall. I hope to see you there.
Oh, sorry. I was about to tell you that I have an appointment with my dentist at 9 o'clock tomorrow.
What do we learn about the woman?
Question 13. How long have you been running this company?
20 years, if you can believe that. I brought it from a small operation to what it is today.
What do we learn about the man?
Question 14. Have you read the news on the campus net? Susan has won the scholarship for next year.
I knew she would from the very beginning. Such a brilliant and diligent girl. She certainly deserves it.
What does the woman mean?
Question 15. Taking a bus to Miami is cheaper than going by train.
That's true, but I'd rather pay a little more for the added comfort and convenience.
What does the man mean?
Question 16. I think it's time we got rid of all this old furniture.
You're right. We need to promote our image. Besides, it's not as if it's real antique.
What do the speakers mean?
Question 17. That was some storm yesterday. I was afraid I couldn't make it home.
Yeah, most of the roads to my house were flooded. I didn't get home from the lab until midnight.
What do we learn from the conversation? Question 18. My boys are always complaining that they're bored.
Why don't you get them into some team sports? My son and daughter play soccer every Saturday, and they both look forward to it all week.
What does the man mean? Now, you'll hear the two long conversations. Conversation 1. So, John, I hear you and Arthur share a job, don't you?
Yeah, we've shared a sales job at Sonatech for about 2 years now.
Well, how do you divide up your schedule?
You know, we're both sales representatives and we take orders over the phone. When we started job sharing, it was difficult, because we both worked all day Monday. I worked Tuesday and Thursday, and Arthur worked Wednesday and Friday. The problem was that when I was in the office on Tuesday, I would talk to people, then they would call back on Wednesday with a question. But Arthur couldn't answer the question, and he couldn't ask me about it because I wasn't in the office. So he had to ask the people to call me back the next day, Thursday. Of course, they didn't like to wait until the next day to have their question answered.
Yes, that sounds like a problem.
So, finally we decided that Arthur would work in the mornings and I would work in the afternoons. Now, if someone calls with a question for me in the morning, Arthur tells them to call me in the afternoon. This way, people get their questions answered the same day.
What do you do about vacations?
Well, Sonatech gives the usual 2 weeks of vacation to full-time employees. I take a week and Arthur takes a week.
It sounds like job sharing has worked out well for you.
Yes, it has. We're both happy with it.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 19. What do John and Arthur do at Sonatech? Question 20. What problem did John and Arthur have when they started job sharing? Question 21. What does John say about their annual vacation?
Conversation 2.
May I see your license, please?
But, officer, did I do something wrong?
Do you mean to say you didn't see the speed limit sign back there?
No, ma'am, I guess I didn't.
In other words, you drove by too fast to read it. The sign says 35 miles an hour. A school is just nearby, you know.
Don't get me wrong, but my speedometer didn't read much faster than that.
Then why is it that my radar showed you were going 45? Let me put it another way. I'm going to have to give you a ticket. Again, may I see your license, please?
Here it is, officer. But let me explain. I was late for an important appointment, and I was worried that I wouldn't make it on time. So...
Just a minute here. Your license is no longer valid. You should have renewed it 2 weeks ago. I'm going to have to write you up for that, too.
What? Really?
Your license becomes invalid on your birthday, and that was 2 weeks ago, according to the date here. You're in violation of the law, driving without a valid license.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I hadn't realized that.
Here's the ticket for not having a valid license. But I'm only going to give you a warning about exceeding the speed limit. Be careful next time.
Yes, ma'am, officer, I will. Thank you. Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 22. Where was the man stopped by the police officer? Question 23. What did the man claim about the speed limit sign? Question 24. What did the woman say about the man's driving license? Question 25. What was the man's penalty?
Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. Since I started working part-time at a grocery store, I have learned that a customer is more than someone who buys something. To me, a customer is a person whose memory fails entirely once he or she starts to push a shopping cart. One of the first things customers forget is how to count. There's no other way to explain how so many people get in the express line, which is clearly marked 15 items or less, with 20, 25, or even a cartload of items. Customers also forget why they came to the store in the first place. Just as I finish ringing up an order, a customer will say, "Oops, I forgot to pick up a fresh loaf of bread. I hope you don't mind waiting while I go get it." 5 minutes later, he is back with the bread, a bottle of milk, and 3 rolls of paper towels. Strange as it seems, customers also seem to forget that they have to pay for their groceries. Instead of writing a check or looking for a credit card while I'm ringing up the groceries, my customer will wait until I announce the total. Then, in surprise, she says, "Oh, now what did I do with my checkbook?" After 5 minutes of digging through her purse, she borrows my pen because she's forgotten hers. But I have to be tolerant of customers because they pay my salary, and that's something I can't afford to forget.
Questions 26 to 29 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 26. What does the speaker say about customers entering the grocery store? Question 27. Which customers are supposed to be in the express line? Question 28. What does the speaker say some customers do when they arrive at the checkout counter? Question 29. What does the speaker say about his job at the end of the talk? Passage 2. The speech delivery style of Europeans and Asians tends to be very formal. Speakers of these cultures often read oral presentations from carefully written manuscripts. On the other hand, American speakers are generally more informal relative to speakers in other cultures. American audiences prefer a natural, spontaneous delivery that conveys a lively sense of communication. They don't relate well to speakers who read from a manuscript. If you use an outline of your ideas instead of a prepared text, your speech will not only sound more natural, but you will also be able to establish better relationship with your listeners and keep their attention. The language and style you use when making an oral presentation should not be the same as the language and style you use when writing. Well-written information that is meant to be read does not work as well when it is heard. It is therefore important for you to adapt written texts or outlines for presentations. Good speakers are much more informal when speaking than when writing. They also use their own words and develop their own speaking styles. Whenever possible, they use short words. Listeners appreciate it when speakers use simple, everyday words in a presentation. One advantage is that it's much easier for speakers to pronounce short words correctly. Another is that long and sophisticated vocabulary choices make listening more difficult.
Questions 30 to 32 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 30. What does the speaker say American audiences prefer? Question 31. What should one pay attention to when making an oral presentation? Question 32. What does the speaker focus on in the talk? Passage 3. Let children learn to judge their own work. A child learning to talk does not learn by being corrected all the time. If corrected too much, he will stop talking. He compares 1,000 times a day the difference between language as he uses it and language as those around him use it. Bit by bit, he makes the necessary changes to make his language like other people's. In the same way, kids learning to do all the other things they learn without adult teachers, to walk, run, climb, ride a bike, play games, compare their own performance with what more skilled people do, and slowly make the needed changes. But in school, we never give a child a chance to detect his mistakes. We do it all for him. We act as if we thought he would never notice a mistake unless it was pointed out to him. Soon he becomes dependent on the expert. We should let him do it himself. Let him figure out, with the help of other children if he wants it, what this word says, what is the answer to that problem, whether this is a good way of saying or doing this or that. If right answers need to be given, as in mathematics or science, give him the answer book. Let him correct his own papers. Why should we teachers waste time on such tedious work? Our job should be to help children when they tell us that they can't find a way to get the right answer.
Questions 33 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 33. How does a child learn to do something according to the speaker? Question 34. What belief do teachers commonly hold according to the speaker? Question 35. What does the speaker imply about the current way of teaching? Section C, Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now listen to the passage.
Time is, for the average American, of utmost importance. To the foreign visitor, Americans seem to be more concerned with getting things accomplished on time, according to a predetermined schedule, than they are with developing deep interpersonal relations. Schedules, for the American, are meant to be planned and then followed in the smallest detail. It may seem to you that most Americans are completely controlled by the little machines they wear on their wrists, cutting their discussions off abruptly to make it to their next appointment on time. Americans' language is filled with references to time, giving a clear indication of how much it is valued. Time is something to be on, to be kept, filled, saved, wasted, gained, planned, given, made the most of, even killed. The international visitor soon learns that it's considered very rude to be late, even by 10 minutes, for an appointment in America. Time is so valued in America because, by considering time to be important, one can clearly achieve more than if one wastes time and doesn't keep busy. This philosophy has proven its worth. It has enabled Americans to be extremely productive, and productivity itself is highly valued in America. Many American proverbs stress the value of guarding time, using it wisely, and setting and working toward specific goals. Americans believe in spending their time and energy today so that the fruits of their labor may be enjoyed at a later time.
Now the passage will be read again. Time is, for the average American, of utmost importance. To the foreign visitor, Americans seem to be more concerned with getting things accomplished on time, according to a predetermined schedule, than they are with developing deep interpersonal relations. Schedules, for the American, are meant to be planned and then followed in the smallest detail. It may seem to you that most Americans are completely controlled by the little machines they wear on their wrists, cutting their discussions off abruptly to make it to their next appointment on time. Americans' language is filled with references to time, giving a clear indication of how much it is valued. Time is something to be on, to be kept, filled, saved, wasted, gained, planned, given, made the most of, even killed. The international visitor soon learns that it's considered very rude to be late, even by 10 minutes, for an appointment in America. Time is so valued in America because by considering time to be important, one can clearly achieve more than if one wastes time and doesn't keep busy. This philosophy has proven its worth. It has enabled Americans to be extremely productive, and productivity itself is highly valued in America. Many American proverbs stress the value of guarding time, using it wisely, and setting and working towards specific goals. Americans believe in spending their time and energy today so that the fruits of their labor may be enjoyed at a later time.
Now the passage will be read for the third time. Time is, for the average American, of utmost importance. To the foreign visitor, Americans seem to be more concerned with getting things accomplished on time, according to a predetermined schedule, than they are with developing deep interpersonal relations. Schedules, for the American, are meant to be planned and then followed in the smallest detail. It may seem to you that most Americans are completely controlled by the little machines they wear on their wrists, cutting their discussions off abruptly to make it to their next appointment on time. Americans' language is filled with references to time, giving a clear indication of how much it is valued. Time is something to be on, to be kept, filled, saved, wasted, gained, planned, given, made the most of, even killed. The international visitor soon learns that it's considered very rude to be late, even by 10 minutes, for an appointment in America. Time is so valued in America because, by considering time to be important, one can clearly achieve more than if one wastes time and doesn't keep busy. This philosophy has proven its worth. It has enabled Americans to be extremely productive, and productivity itself is highly valued in America. Many American proverbs stress the value of guarding time, using it wisely, and setting and working towards specific goals. Americans believe in spending their time and energy today so that the fruits of their labor may be enjoyed at a later time.
This is the end of listening comprehension.